Blog Talk Radio.
I can stop the fire now.
how my life's been easy. And nothing's gonna keep me down all the time. Cause I know I lost more today than I knew yesterday. I'm ready to carry on, oh Lord,
Mary J. Blige says it plainer than anyone can say it, giving you strength and encouragement to go on. She says, look at her. She's the living proof. How many of you out there are the living proof? How many of you out there are willing to stand for a redemption plan? Look at Mary J. Blige. She is the living truth. Listen, as Mary J. Blige goes on and says, when she shines, we shine. We all shine.
I'm a boss, so I need a boss feeling. And we can boss up like the boss scene. All about green like Paul Pierce. Mayweather flow, look, zero loss here. Diamond in the day, diamond at night. Five-star chick, about that five-star life. I must admit, I'm a fan. This shoe game ruthless, girl, goddamn. Been a few years, you my number one. Blood in my veins, breath in my lungs. You see the one sitting, so they want toast. We an item, blend like rum coke. Start the way you're doing it, keep doing it, man. Fly like a jet, blue stewardess. You can fly alone, but I don't advise it. I'm inviting you to fly with the pilot.
So when I fly, you fly.
Believe that.
When I shine, you shine. You shine.
Yeah. So
when
what
I fly, you fly. You fly.
She wanna hit me on the action, on the iPad, fly it in the sky cap. Shorty got a nice job, but works too hard. Put that shit tomorrow, now welcome to the mall. I need my window mobile, I make a picture mobile. Double MG and global, then go to work with Dolo. I ain't riding no polo, but I'm dripping down. My heart beating so fast, cause I'm taking my time. Yeah, I get it and lick it, I just handle my business. Cooler than BS Lawrence, let you know I'm the difference. And my pinky just dipping, I keep up on my side. My life will run away, and it's time to fly. I'm a boss, so I need a boss team. And we can play house in my fall tree. Be kicked up on the all fears. Royalty princess in my cross seas. She wanna tear them all down. What I let her do? They go my credit card.
Yeah.
And the debit too.
Yeah.
I like your attitude. If I'm supposed to see you on Facebook, so I post
what
you. Ah, biggest fucking long campus. Styling on them all ever since prom dance. Me and my boo, you know how I do. Toss keys of LA on a rival. We ain't here like a hostage in my better half in that four leg posture. Every time you fall through, it's a bloodbath. Swag killing them hoes. Now lay your autograph.
You shine.
Believe that.
I shine, you shine. You shine forever.
Yes.
So
what
I find, you shine. You shine forever.
Huh?
And when I shine, you shine. You shine forever. By your side, I will fly.
Let's go now.
Show me the one that I got by.
Alafia, how is everyone doing this evening? Greetings, welcome to the Care to Read Room. We are now working on our redemption plan for the marriage. I'm I'm glad you could go all the way with us. Now, we've done the redemption of worshiping and also of the engagement. Now, we want to talk to you a little bit about how you might need a boss man to be with the boss woman. We're looking for unions. We're not just looking for relationships made in heaven anymore. We're looking for a union. I'd like to welcome everyone aboard. Thank you for joining us on this occasion. I know there are many places you could be on this Saturday, but you chose to frequent my room. Thank you, chat room people. And why don't you come in, into the room and join us. We'd like to welcome you, Meeting of the Minds. Stay with us and don't leave us. We have lots to tell you this evening. Now, we've been talking about the theme of Mary J. Blige's song and how she is giving you the instructions to hang in there. She talks about the fact that she's living proof. And my tonight's session will be about being living proof and knowing that you can go through something in the relationship and following that to the marriage and knowing that when you shine, you all shine together. These two songs have some significance for me. Mary J. Blige sings with her heart and soul. And when she puts it out there, she puts out real life situations. And I want you to know that you can be living proof that staying in a relationship and working hard at it can make a difference. When you put all that you can put into a relationship, you have to stand back and feed that man or woman with the long-handled spoon. But know that if you've made a commitment for your part, you wait and see if that other spouse is going to do their part. Now, we have got to get to a point where we're looking for a partner and not just a husband or a wife. If you're a boss man and you're looking for a boss woman, put your hands up out there in the chat room. Or even better yet, come in the room and express yourself. Express yourself. That's what Omi is talking about today. All right. We've got relationships where people are getting together. They have no business being together. Now, we want to take a little time to acknowledge our ancestors and pour libation. We don't want to get beyond ourselves. So come over to the Talking Care Room with me as I pour libation for my mother's side of the spirit and my father's side. And I pour libation to my yeye. And I say, Ashe. I pour libations for my father's spirit, Obakala, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my father and hope that he will find his way home. I light a candle for my mother so that she will find the presence through the tunnel. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I'd like to offer up a prayer for those who are represented here in holy matrimony, those who are seeking to get into a relationship, and those who are in a complicated situation like I am in a relationship. My prayer is that your desire of your heart will be met with like manner. My prayer is that every couple represented here today will have the momentum to press forward. If it be a separation or a divorce, then stand strong and be living proof that God can carry you through. There are some that tried and couldn't make it through, some that perished or fainted. But it's my prayer that you will be living proof that you can stand. And when you've done all that you can do to stand, I say remain standing. And still I say stand. If Omi can do it, you all can do it. With a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of hope and prayer, he's given each one of us a measure of faith. Now let us live to our calling and stand on that faith. This is relationships and marriage that we're talking about on this segment, ladies and gentlemen. It is my prayer that your household will be blessed down to the 1,000th generation, and that even the children in your loins who are not yet born will be blessed as they come down through the birth canal. It is my prayer that you will understand the meaning of a union. You will understand that it does not necessitate that two people be in love. It does not necessitate anything but a commitment to a union. And once you've made that commitment to a union, watch it blossom and grow and develop. It is my prayer that you will come away from this segment understanding that unity is very important amongst all men and women. I say ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, this topic this evening is a very special one for me. As Mary J. Blige sang her song, I sat with tears in my eyes, knowing her story is somewhat like mine, and knowing that I'm a living proof and an example that you can go back in a relationship and give it all you got, but you have to know when to lay it down, when to put it down. You have to know when to walk away. You have to know when to hold it, and you have to know when to leave it. You have to have an understanding that just because you walk away doesn't mean that you're the loser. You might be the winner. Now, here's my case in point. Relationships are now based on if you're fly, you look good, you and I can shine together. It's not about that. It's about having a plan. And I want to give you a redemption plan for the marriage, a redemption plan that when you decide that you are going to look for that significant other, men, because the Bible says it's a good thing when a man finds a wife. When he goes out to look for that good thing, if he's a boss and he knows he has a plan, why would God give you a wife when you don't have a plan and you don't have a need for some woman to support you in delivering that plan? Most men don't find a woman because they don't have a plan. Now, man, I want to help you get a redemption plan. Make sure you get down on your knees every now and then and tell her how grateful you are to have a goddess in your life. Make sure you kiss her real, real soft when you tell her you love her. Make sure you always acknowledge the fact that God chose you to bring her into your life. And make sure every day of the week you don't take her for granted. Make sure that you make her understand that you and her are a team together and that you're working on one accord together. Don't disrespect her because she is a female gender. Include her in your plan and bring your plans to her for her to execute and for her to accentuate on. Make sure you understand that she is God all by herself. And she didn't need a male sperm to make a female child. So you have to acknowledge her as a goddess. Make sure you make her understand that she's the only one. Even if you got 10, 5, 15 other chicks on the side, make sure she knows when you're with her that she's the only one. Now, men, when you do decide to tie the knot, some of you are a little cold when it comes to going to the altar. I want to give you a little tidbit of information and let you know, women, don't be so forceful to push that man to the altar to get the marriage certificate. Sit down and talk with the priests or priestesses about writing up your contract agreement. If a man's going to be a man, he will honor a contract agreement just as well as he will honor a marriage certificate. Here's a new day time. A brother came to me several years ago and wanted to explain to me what polygamy was and why he needed me as a union in his life and what difference I would have made. I didn't quite understand what he was talking about. I was too much in my traditions of my father's, of the European tradition of marriage, that I couldn't hear what this prince, this king, this God was saying. I couldn't hear it until 10 years later. It all came into being for me. When he tried to lay down the fact that he was a god looking for a goddess and I happened to be that goddess that he wanted to make his union with, it wasn't about sex. It wasn't about how good I look. It wasn't about how fly we could look together. It wasn't about our filthy lucre coming together. It was about the mission we had for the community and the people that we could carry out together. Now, I'm telling some of you, that you don't have to wait until you get filthy rich to go and ask that goddess or that woman that is working in a top management position for her hand in marriage. You must have a plan, man. You need a redemption plan. You need a plan to go into your community to save your people, and you need a queen to help you carry it out. Now, that doesn't say that you need thousands of dollars or that she doesn't have to be built like a brick house to do that. It says that she has to have her faculties in order, her mindset and her love for her people and her commitment. See, when you change your altitude, it would alter your position in society. And if you men are out there without a plan, you have no business looking for a wife. You must have a plan. And when you lay the plan down and you talk about the plan, and you do like Brother Malcolm did, you put the plan out there, a wife will suddenly appear. When the husband shows up, the wife will suddenly appear. I want to say that one more time for somebody that may not have heard me. When the husband puts a plan down, the wife shows up. Let's not get it twisted. You cannot be tied up into the flesh. Oh, she looks good in those jeans. I wonder what she feels like without them on. Oh, I like the way she's shaped in that tank top. I wonder what she looks like without it. Men, you have to stop going under your women's clothes and try to get into their mind. How are they thinking? Where did they come up with this idea? What is their mindset? You have to get into the mind, because that is the first stage of intercourse, is entering the mind. And when you capture a woman's mind, the body will follow. You have to stop promising the woman that you are a bachelor or something like a pimp or other, and you don't think that you can act right, but yet you want her to stand up and stack up to your laundry list and to be able to perform before the holy matrimony. Now, it's okay to want to sample your cow and get a taste of what you're purchasing. It's all right to have that mindset, but you can't do it with the mindset that you're going to remain a player or that you're going to remain a, something like a pimp or other. Because time you lay it on the line that you can't act right and you're not willing to act right, then you must understand there is no agreement for you to get a sample or a taste of anything before you make a commitment. There are too many men that come up with these plans that they have to be satisfied and have to be cared for without a commitment in a relationship. Now, I'm telling you what I know. If a man thinks you got everything and all the curves in the right places, women, you only to accept them when they bring you a plan, and let them bring a third party, someone that can speak on their behalf, that can accentuate that this man is sincere and give his credibility. A man will more than likely come to you with a laid out plan if he's sincere about carrying on this union. And I don't care if you never make it to the courthouse, if you have a contract or agreement and a plan that a man has laid down and he can stand up to, and his word becomes his bond. At that particular point, it's inevitable how long that relationship could possibly last. Now, women, you're going for the okey-doke, because you know we're coming up on a year where we're looking at more men leaving this planet like a vapor. So you're afraid because you're hitting 30 or 40 and you haven't been proposed to yet, or no one's asked for your hand in marriage, so now you're wondering, will you be the one that gets selected? And maybe you think you have to do a little bit more than the other girl on the other side of the stage who is throwing her panties on the stage. You think, I got to do a little more. I got to go that extra mile. It's not a race, and it's not a contest. You have to tell that girlfriend of yours, girl, put those things back on. The way you get a man is not how you take your things off. It's how you present yourself mentally and intellectually. Now, I know a man just can't love an intellectual head off. He's got to have a body to go with it. So there will be times for that. But in the meantime and in between time, women, I want you to sharpen your skills. Get intellect and get involved in communication. Because communication skills are what cause us to go astray when we are communicating inappropriately. And I do mean men that are grunting and moaning, saying, and he can't complete a sentence and give you a conversation and tell you how he feels about anything. If the man needs to go in remediation communication one, then tell him, young lady, that your communication skills are inappropriate. You are still immature in most areas. And we've got to create opportunities for these men to go places to communicate, to develop their skills. When they're working on these blue-collar jobs and all they're doing is giving commands, haul, G-haul, pull, push, then they come out with lack of communication. But that doesn't mean that they're not a good catch for a husband. They just have to go somewhere and harness up on their skills in communication. Join dating groups. Get involved with organizations that are going to groom you, because these sophisticated women who are walking around with these BS, MEDs, and MSs, and MBAs, they are communicating off the chart. And sometimes they can't deal with a premature or an immature conversation. Conversation is for the woman. She loves for you to get in her head. And that doesn't mean, man, that you need to take her to bed. Now, I know you're physical, man, and you're into the aesthetics. And what shines is not always gold. And what glitters is not always the outcome of gold either. So, women, you are really shaking it down when you're adding your extensions, your makeup, your eyelashes. You've got it down to an art. I have to give it to you. I can't keep up with you with all of your aesthetics, the lashes and the extension. I mean, that get up is for somebody that's on stage and only can get down like that. As you see, the natural you are and the more plainer you are, the real you can show. Take off some of that makeup and stop putting on all that eyeliner. And don't pierce your face and put dimples in your chin and your jaw with all of these pieces of jewelry that will get old over time. You don't want your face to be sagging or your nose to be sagging. It's very important that you understand the work you need to put in, lady, is in the mind. Become intellectual. Become endowed with the spirit. Spend time with your man meditating, going into the spirit and discussing the spiritual things of life. Intercourse is nothing but spirituality, and you must understand when you take that man into the room to do meditation, explain to him that this is all intercourse. It starts in the mind, and when you can woo the man with your mind and grab him with your thoughts and the way you think, these are warm feelings that come over him about what he thinks about you when you're not there. It's very important, women, that your love life be like that of someone who enjoys the person's company. Now, we're going to get into some real serious things as the days go on, because there are going to be less and less men around to choose from, ladies. But that doesn't mean you dabby yourself all up and duty yourself all up and then act as if the man is going through selecting the one that looks the best. You must understand marriage goes beyond that. You must have an arrangement for your finance, an arrangement for how you're going to appropriate, an arrangement laid down for what you want to invest your money in and how you plan to circulate it in the community. You must look at something different in these marriages. We need a redemption plan. That's why I'm giving you the reordering of the marriage vow for the African American. And yes, you've heard my plan on the 701, and I mean it. And it's my plan, and I'm sticking to it. Because we need an overhaul on our relationships and marriage for the African American family. We need to reevaluate what dating should be. We need to also look at the prisons and the man that's there to see if women here outside of the gates should be given in holy matrimony to these men. We need to cover their heads and give them a name that they can run under. And we need to also reevaluate our relationships and our dating pattern. Love is a good thing. And I want you to understand that love is a good thing. And you have to understand that everyone deserves to be in love. Everyone deserves to have an opportunity to be able to have love. And it's not important that you just stick around and wait for that man to come and get you. And that man has to know what it is he wants. He has to know what it is he wants. If he doesn't have a plan, he has no business getting a woman. And I'm telling you this, men, because some of you are getting a woman without a plan. I'm telling you this because some of you are not planning on doing anything with the woman. What good do you need to have a woman for if you have no plan for her? You must have plans and present those plans to her and tell her father and mother what your plans and intentions are with her. I'd like to thank you for going all the way with me on this topic because I do know that we can make a difference in our relationships. We've got to take control of our own relationship. Don't let any institution or any government society design what goes on in your bedroom. African Americans, what go on in your bedroom, you must take control of it. Appropriating and having children have to be guarded and has to be directed. We cannot continue to produce imbeciles. We must produce children that are able bodies that can function in school. There are so many imbecile children that are in school, it's a wonder the teachers cannot teach at all. And I want you to understand that we could do a whole lot better when we take control of our own lives and we take control of our family affair. This is all a family affair. And just as Mary J. Blige says, she's living proof that it's possible. Sometimes you have to come out of these relationships and start over. Don't be upset that you've had to get a divorce or separation. Sometimes when something dies, you have to release it. And you have to stand tall. And when you've done all you can do to stand, I say remain standing. And still I say stand. And you will come out ahead. Thank you for listening to my redemption plan. And stay tuned tomorrow for part two at 5:30 p.m. for my redemption plan for the marriage. You too can shine. Odabo. Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you so much for going all the way with us. And just as the Ohio Players said it best, and Mary J. Blige, they want to be free. Mary J. Blige said, look at her. She's living proof that you can go through, and you can go through it standing up, family. And as the Ohio Players said, they want to be free. Sometimes you have to free yourself of something in order to start again. This is new beginnings for Omi. I don't know about you, but when you put in over 36 years, almost 37 years, you look at how long can you keep pressing on in a thing to know that it's time to shut it down. But I want you to understand tomorrow we're going to be doing part two of the relationships. And if you have input that you'd like to bring into the room, I urge you to come in and put your two cents in, because we're talking about reordering the marriage vow for the African Americans, coming up with a redemption plan. And what I mean by a redemption plan, we can put the old one back in its proper place, back in the courthouse, and we can start taking control of our own lives and not letting anyone into our bedrooms to dictate to us what it is we want in our relationship. And we must understand that it's not always aesthetics that we're looking for, and we must also encourage one another to be patient, to look inside of our minds to see who we really are, the real us, that person on the inside. The person on the inside is Ori, And Ori has to be pressed forward so people can see who we really are. I'd like to thank you so much for going all the way with Omi and spending time with me here on a Saturday as we talk about relationships and come to a conclusion of what it is we need to do to reorder our relationship. Our communication has got to get better, and our relationships have got to go on indefinitely. That's why we must create tribes, and that's why we must look at the communal situation, the trial marriage, the virgin marriage. We have to look at all of those things that our ancestors used. They're biblical, and we have to make them applicable to our lives and utilize them, because what was good for our ancestors has to be good for us, ladies and gentlemen. And as we talk about relationships, how to mend them, how to extend them, how to write contracts to them, we will come with a solution, and we'll come out shining like a chameleon. Why don't you come in this room tomorrow and shine with me as we talk about how to lay the foundation for our relationships for the 21st century. And that means for now, because there are going to be seven women for every one man, and we're looking at it right now. And there are men in the prison due to be released, but they're coming out slowly. But we still have more women than we have to men. So we need to solve that problem, ladies and gentlemen, pastors, preachers, evangelists, and priestess. Go in and teach these preachers how to resolve that problem so we can find a way to reunite our women with the men so that they're not desiring other like same sex. And I'm saying this because we have to be able to appropriate and extend our families so that they won't become extinct in the African race. You've been a joy to work with today. You've been a blessing for coming out here, being a part of this show. And I know that sometimes it's hard to put up with new thoughts and new concepts, but you have to embrace them because new things are coming on the scene for you. And I want you to understand, when you bring new things on the scene, it'll bring changes to your life. And that's what we need now. And women, don't put up with just any old thing just because you want to be in a relationship. When you're hurting and the heart hurts and you are not happy, you must end the thing to bring about normality so that you are doing normal things and you have a quality of life. And my wish for you is that you will prosper and have good relationships and have good communions with contractual agreements with people who can be committed to you and who have a plan, who are ready to put their plan into effect. Men, why would you need a woman or a wife if you have no plan? I urge you men to go out and get a plan and lay the plan out, not a laundry list, but a plan for how you're going to make a difference on this universe, how you're going to change your community, how you're going to intercept the African-American community to make a difference. Come up with the plan and go look for your bride-to-be to help you work that plan. I didn't say that she had to be a brick.